Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another amazing episode of That's So Bro. This is episode number 10, and today's topic is
the craziest stories that we have to tell everyone. These will be personal stories. Yeah. Some will be confessions. And also, we have some stories from some of our fans.
So, without further ado, we wanted, anyway, this episode to be kind of like a lighthearted episode. So, we will share as much as we can. And this first story is going to paint me to be a complete asshole.
It's a
normal story.
Pretty asshole.
I was this person, you guys. I am not this person anymore. But the first serious girlfriend I had, that you might remember, whose name I'm not going to mention here.
I remember.
Fantastic. Wasn't really mine to begin with, right? So how I met this girl was, she was with another friend.
I mean, obviously.
Right.
I wouldn't think of this any other way.
She was with another friend and he...
Oh, it's a he. Oh, sorry.
No. She, I say she. In our little clique that we had back then, He was the most decent, he was the nicest and the most innocent guy.
Not you?
Not me. Hmm. Right. Clearly. So basically, I can't say without saying a name. So basically what happened was...
So give her a name. We'll call her Takshi 2.
Takshi 2. Yeah. Right. Takshi 2. So Takshi 2 was dating my friend Samantha. All right, so Takshi and Samantha were a very decent couple, and we got to know Takshi too because my other friend, Huzaifa, was having a Ramadan, like the biryani session, where we all sit down and eat the delicious food, right? So that's when we first met her, and Takshi too was a very nice girl, unlike this Takshi.
This Takshi is the best.
This Takshi very scares me sometimes. This Takshi doesn't come on camera. He goes, all right, you just have to... Our season finale will feature this Takshi. But at the count.
Face reveal.
Face reveal. The real Takshi. So I got to talking to this girl. And like, you know how like friends talk to you.
Yeah.
And I found that I had like a lot of similarities with this girl. Like from the...
Two eyes, nose, ears.
Yeah, all those. Hands. Same taste in music. Yeah. Same gong jokes. Uh-huh. Not as great as your joke. Yes, I'll know with that great, Joshan. But just the lamest. So what happened was, we were invited to this girl's birthday party.
She was how old again?
17 or something.
How old were you?
18. same. And I think from that moment, like after we got invited to her birthday party, she who me up with her friend, with her best friend. So in her Takshi 3, right? So in her mind, the guy who's her boyfriend's good friend and her best friend are now a thing, and that to girls means something really special. I was like, all right, cool. But then the more Takshi 3 and I talked, the more I realized I had more things in common with Takshi 2 and not Takshi 3. You know what I mean? And then, dude, I can't say too much of what happened, but like after a while of talking, Takshi 2 and I realized that we had feelings for each other. All right. And this is while she was with Samantha, and I felt like such a piece of shit, and there was nothing I could do. And I first did the honorable thing and I told him, look, bro, and she has told him, look, we realized that mehme aate hain, so what we'll do is we'll just not talk to each other. All right. So that, you know, your relationship is safe. And he was like, and he was decent enough to say, no, bro, it's okay. Like, I understand these things happen. Just maybe space yourselves out.
But he's trying to get rid of Takshi too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. And we just didn't. All right. So we said we are not going to talk anymore. And then himmy accidentally you send a text or some stupid shit and we just got back to talking.
How do you accidentally send a text?
I don't know, Ishan. I was a piece of shit. I wrote a song.
Accidentally.
Accidentally wrote an entire song.
I heard William Shakespeare also wrote something.
Yeah, it's all accidental, right? And then, dude, basically got to a point where she had to now pick between the guy who was really heartbroken that his friend and now his girlfriend are actually kind of having a thing behind him. And then he started like lying to her and stuff and got caught. And after that, Takshi 2, I know that that he did that out of desperation, but Takshitu then conveniently used that, like we, I wouldn't say just her, we conveniently used that as an excuse for her to not talk to this guy anymore. And then she broke it off with that guy. And we were immediately a thing. What a piece of shit.
Teenage drama.
I am a teenage dirtbag, baby. I get it. I understand. The twist there.
There's a twist.
The twist, Machang.
You slept with Takshitri.
No. The twist there is, after seeing Takshi 2 for a while, and we were dating for about a year and a half-ish, I know Takshi. Takshi 1. So after dating Takshi 2 for a year and a half, it got to a point where Takshi 2 and I weren't seeing eye to eye anymore.
Because she's short.
No, she's actually not bad. We just couldn't meet as much, and I think work got in the way or something, so we had to break up, right? My friend group, including Huzaifa, were like, look, Masham, because she kept calling me to try and make things work, he said, look, bro, what we'll do is we'll keep her company, all right? We'll talk to her. Don't worry about it. Don't answer her calls. And I was like, oh, what amazing friends I have. I didn't know that Huzaifa,
yes,
Lalit, and a third person whose name I can't bother with, they were actually trying to get Huzaifa to hook up with Takshi too.
Oh.
And they did. Oh. So that girl has now been passed on from Samantha to me to Huzaifa. And after that, I was like, well, you get what you deserve. And that's how we're going to start today's episode, you guys. I will come out and confess that I am a piece of shit.
Well, that's your cut, Takshi. Right, the time.
Thanks you guys so much for watching today's episode. It was just my confession. I just want to get it out.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
He's like a soap opera, man. You know, well, like he loved him.
Welcome to my life, man.
Man, my teenage years was a bit less complicated.
Was it? Please take the attention away from me.
All right. So when we were planning this episode, Amanda was like, let's do something where we share some personal stories. So one, the first story that pops into my mind, I'm going to name it the urine story.
The urine story.
Dun, 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 dun. We need to start with a song for each story. The urine story. All right, let me start. So I was in grade 12 and we were doing a radio show back then. And it was 24 hours for 7 days. At night, the girls had to go home.
Right.
So the guys were there throughout. The girls had to leave around 6 p.m. And what the school used to do is they used to switch off the power from the fourth floor downwards.
Okay.
The boys' bathroom was in the second floor. There was no way we were going to go in the middle of the night in that pitch darkness to the second floor.
Right.
I mean, we are men who are afraid of the dark.
Yeah, like any real man is.
Yeah. Why would you be brave of the dark? You don't know who's there. Mohini. Anyways, because of our fear of the dark and, right, you know, the unknown, and the school's probably haunted. What we did was, we did what any man would do. We opened a window on the fifth floor.
Right.
And we peed out of the window.
Peed out of the window.
Like real men.
Of course, that's the
point. Is Takshi judging me?
Takshi is very interested in the story.
So what we did was, the windows were a bit up. Like, they were not in the center. They were like a little bit high up. So we had to pile a couple of chairs, open the window and pee. Me and another friend. My friend was in another window. Or we were not using the same window, obviously.
Hold it. Yeah.
So while we were peeing, another friend of mine, the third friend, was like, oh, this is hilarious. Let me take a picture. Because we had switched off all the lights.
Right.
So that no one will notice that we're doing this.
Right.
So the dude comes from behind. This is before cell phones. We had these digital cameras, you know.
The flip phone.
No, we had those digital cameras.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. Okay.
So then he takes a picture and a flash flashes. And it's like, crash. And we got scared. We're like, oh, shit, we got caught. And, you know, we lost control. You know, the flow of urine went all over the place. On the glass, on the walls and everything. It just splattered everywhere. And we were like...
So you're the cleanup after that?
I mean, it dries. I mean, you know, nature, circle of life.
Yeah.
Anyway, we zipped ourselves and we came down from the chairs and we were laughing and all that. It was all cool. We didn't even think much about it. 3 days after that, while the radio station was still happening, I told you that girls can come in the morning.
Right.
So then one of the girls was going through a breakup or something. I can't remember what it was. But she was feeling sad.
Okay.
She was on the window. Fully open. The same window where we had just... She was on the window with her hands like this. Looking out. And I was like... are you okay?
She's like, yeah.
And you know, when you stand far, you can see this dust stains, you know, the patches around. And me and my friend are like, should we tell her? And I'm like, can we? And I'm like, how's the air? Is the air fresh? And she's like, yeah. Ugh. The air is nice and fresh here in the fifth floor. And eventually someone told her what happened.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who took the picture, because he's...
Because okay. he has the picture.
Yeah, he has the picture. And he's like, excuse me. I'll give her a name. She's Takshi 6.
Right.
Takshi 6, look at this picture. And she saw the picture. At first, she didn't realize what had happened. She was like, looks out again. Yeah, yeah! And we laughed our asses off, man. It was hilarious. Bad hilarious. Don't do it. But it was hilarious.
Hilarious, nonetheless.
And then anyway, it went to the teachers and we had to do a whole cleanup. It was a whole thing, but till that point, it was fun.
I like how you say we had to do a cleanup, like like that was a bad thing.
That's why we told the dude, no evidence.
Right. It's always that one guy, you know, yeah, it screws it up for everybody else.
Yeah. What about you? Have you ever peed out of the window?
I've never peed out of a window, Yashan.
Have you peed out of a moving train?
No. No, out of a train?
Yeah.
No.
Sad, sad life.
Okay, no. You know what? Okay, I can top your story.
Oh my God, he's going to top.
And this is something that happened to me within the last week.
I love it when it's fresh.
Okay. And Takshi, this one's for you. Sorry, bro. So basically what happened...
Takshi, do you want to like come into the camera?
Takshi, come into the camera. All right, so basically what happened, bro, is this, right? I am a nerd. No, nerds are smart. I'm a geek, right?
And geeks are cool.
No, they're not. Yeah, sure. They're the geek. All right. So I'm a geek in that I love Pokemon, right?
So uncool geek.
Yeah, one of those. So I wanted to get like a Pokemon trading card set because I know that there's like a trading card system and there's a Monterey Valley and all that shit. So dude.
You have a collection though.
I want to start one.
Oh, it's very late, man.
Yeah. That's fine. So bro, I went to this shop. They were advertising this place on Instagram.
I think I know which shop you're talking
right.
about.
Right. We're not going to mention the name of the shop. Okay. Right? For the sake of this, I'm not going to mention. So I went to this shop. And so I basically contacted them on Instagram. I said, hey, how much is this? And they said, okay, it's this, is this. I said, fantastic. The next day, I had a shoot in that area. So I was like, oh, hell. So I'll go pick it up and then go home. So then I went there, Yashan. And so... Now, there's no boarding and there's no hoarding, there's no sign, there's nothing. Maybe have that. There's no boarding, there's no hoarding, there's no sign, there's nothing that says we are selling stuff here. Please come marketplace. So I was like, oh, okay. So now it says number 17. I can't see a number 17, but there's a consulate somewhere there, right? So I'm like, so I send them a picture. I text them on my Instagram and I send them a picture saying, hey, I'm right here at the moment. Where exactly is your place? And I sent the picture as well. And the second I sent the picture, in about 2 or 3 seconds, because they were online, in about 2 or 3 seconds, this white guy came out. Right? He's like, hey, man, it's here. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, what great service that the owner of the shop would come out to get you. Like, generally, people wait for you to come inside the shop and talk. This guy came outside. And he's like, hey, Mashan, we're here. So I was like, that's fantastic. And like proper Sudha. So then he took me into his house and it's a really nice house, dude. Like it is so within the confines of Colombo, it is very architecturally beautiful, all right? He has the whole he has one of those sitting areas that sink in.
A sex bed.
No. He has one of those sitting areas that basically it goes into the floor. So you sit down and it's like a big conversation thing there. Then he has another island thing there and different places like read and stuff. And there's clearly a place that's an office place and there's statues and sculptures. It's a beautiful place. So now this man is taking me. So we start from this corridor and we're going through this corridor. It's like, wow, this is a beautiful place you have. And at the same time, Masha, I'm thinking, why would you have a shop that is so inside? So I thought, so he must be doing something really big. And in his part-time, sort of like a hobby thing, is this Pokemon thing. And it must be in like a garage or something because he's just now going through this and then this and then this. And I keep saying, wow, that's just really beautiful stuff here. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks so much. And then, dude, like, I can't stand up to show you this. So then, so there's there's another room somewhere here that he's about to take me through another corridor. And I was like, hey man, this is absolutely beautiful. Good for you. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, thanks. So I'm here. He's like, oh, thanks so much, man. And then he's about to open this door. And then he looks at me like this. And then he just goes, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's like, why? I was like, this is the Pokemon place, right? He's like, no. I was like, what do you mean? I was like, this is the Pokemon place, the Pokemon trading card thing. He's like, no, man, no. What are you talking about? I said, no, look. He said, oh, no, that's number 17. This is number 15. He's like, oh. I was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. He's like, no, the guy I called also kind of looked like you, so I'm so sorry. And then we're caught in that small situation where I don't know what to tell this guy, and he doesn't know what to tell me. Said, and now I had to get out. So I'm like, dude, do you also like Pokemon cards? Pokemon cards are great, right? He's like, yeah, that's the door. So then we had a very awkward, and it's a long corridor in. So there's a very long corridor walk out. And I was like, man, I'm so sorry. I hope you really find your guy. He's like, I hope you find your Pokemon cards, bro. And we just went. And then after all that, Yashan, it started raining also. The tuk-tuk guy who came to pick me up is still there waiting for me. Thinking, wow, he's going a long time to take this Pokemon card. And then the best part about all that, dude, is the shop is bloody closed.
I think that's not the best part. The best part is that whatever.
The best part is that I can now say Pokemon almost got me fucked.
Late.
Man. Oh, thanks so much, bro. So yeah. That one's for you, actually. There you go.
Man, a couple of New Year's ago, maybe, I think it was 2014, New Year's night, my wife and I went to celebrate New Year's in a club. I can't remember which was the name of it. It's behind the Holiday Inn now. Ramada, is it?
Chiller room.
Now it's Chiller. It used to be something else back then.
Heater room.
The names keep changing.
Karma.
It was Karma.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, we were at the club and it was like 3 in the morning. Everyone was like starting to leave and, you know, it was end of the party. I had gone with a bunch of friends, by the way.
Right.
Do you hear a loud noise in your headphones?
It's the sound. You guys, so now, as you can see, this room has been upgraded. We also have background noise now. This background, the setting that I put here is rain. It's an ambient setting. It's an ambient setting, you guys, all right? So it's a... You're welcome. Go for yourself. So, Kava.
Yeah, so I had gone with some friends and my wife. That time she was my girlfriend. As we were walking out, my girlfriend looks up and is like, I want some water. So I go to the bar alone. My friends at the entrance waiting for me. So I told the bartender, dude, I need a couple of waters and I'm about to pay. There's this really old dude standing in the corner of the bar. He's looking at me as like, hey. And I'm like, what's up, you know? And he's like, are your friends bothering you? I'm like, no, not really. No, I saw them making fun of you. I'm like, yeah, you know, we're friends. We make fun of each other.
Right.
He's like, but if they're bothering you, let me know, right? I know the owner of this place. And any of the clubs, if you want to get in, I can help you get in. I'm like, okay. And then he started leaning onto me. Like, he, like, hopped on the bar seats. Like, I didn't even realize he had hopped. It was like a stick, tick, tick, tick. Next thing I know, he's, like, leaning onto me. And he's, like, rubbing his hand on my hand. And I'm like, bartender, water, please. Water, please. And I look at my wife, like, girlfriend is like, you know, come over here, hold my hand, make him know that I'm straight. My girlfriend, my wife now, was laughing her ass off. She was at the entrance, she can see what's happening, and she's like and my friends can see, they're laughing their ass off, and I'm like, bartender, before I kill someone, get me my water bottle. And this dude's like whispering in my ear, like, if you come with me, I'll show you a great time. I'm like, I don't want to see a great time, I need a water bottle, please give me the water bottle. And finally the bartender gives me the water bottle, and the dude gives me his card.
Right.
I think I still have it somewhere, just in case, you know, if I get into a club or something. Took the water bottles. I'm like, nice to meet you. That's my girlfriend over there. Those are my friends waiting for me. And he's like, oh, that's your girlfriend. She doesn't seem very interested. I'm like, yeah, I know she's not. We'll have a talk about it.
Never serious chat about that.
And I ran out of that club. I think that was the last time I went to club also.
Thanks, Kava.
No, I think it was Karma.
Thanks, Karma.
Kava is still there.
Oh, is it? Man. We should go clubbing. That should be our next episode.
Just to find out the names.
Yeah, you, me, Takshi will go clubbing after.
Takshi will go and we'll stand out.
Yeah. All right. I will top you with a story you remember, which is the rice bar incident. So when we were growing up, you guys, still growing up, How I Met Your Mother was a huge thing to me. All right, I still think How I Met Your Mother is better than Friends. But also, I very much idolized Barney Stinson because I wanted to be cool like him.
Because he's cool.
Yes, Barney Stinson. That guy's awesome. So I always wanted to grow up to be like Barney Stinson because he was so smooth with the girls and I really was not. So I remember it was you and Huzaifa.
Now I know who Huzaifa is. Yeah, you know Huzaifa.
So it was Yoshan and Huzaifa.
I know Huzaifa.
Right. Hi, Huzaifa. Yoshan and Huzaifa and this girl and her friend who was supposed to come, all right? My plan that day was to play the ultimate have you met Yoshan card and be the best wingman ever.
He was.
Right. Except...
He wasn't.
Except I wasn't, right. So, Yoshan came, Huzaifa came, girl came, girl's friend came. Huzaifa was supposed to hook up with friend. Yoshan was supposed to hook up with girl, right? What happened was, so as the night progressed, we had a couple of drinks. Girl's friend was either having a terrible day or too much of a good day. Any reason to drink is a great reason to drink. And she was just downing shots like, and I was like, whoa, calm down, sweetheart. And she's like, no, I'm great. And Huzaifa's...
Great imitation.
Thanks. Huzaifa's kind of like he's also just waiting, and we were all young. So he's like, that's what it takes. All right, cool, I'll try and match. But Huzaifa wasn't really much of a drinker. So we watched this girl getting progressively drunker, and it got to a point where this girl's now like... And now, girl who came with friend can't enjoy the night. All right, so now Huzaifa's out of the picture. Huzaifa can't do anything. The world can't get through this girl. She's on the chair like... So now, what the girl did was, she had to sober up and take care of this friend. All right? So now, Huzaifa is out. Huzaifa, we told Huzaifa long before, Mashan, don't get another drink. And he's like, nah, bro, it's okay. We're gonna have one more. And then she was done. Yoshan was this close. But then, because now the girl has to take care of the friend, he can't do that either. So she's like, you guys, I don't think I'll be enjoying too much. I have to take care of her. And then she said something like, and my sister's also here, so I can't drink too much. And I was like, that's fantastic. So the sister used to fly for Sri Lankan Airlines and still might. So the sister had come with her Sri Lankan Airlines friends. And they were having their own party there. And this is one of the word the party, some nonsense party. So the sister drank some there and then came and joined us. And now I figured, Hari, my plan here is also ruined. I'm never going to be a good wingman. I let Barney Stinson down. I was down in the dumps. So I was also kind of drunk. And I remember I was somewhere here. While I can now hear Huzaifa talking and girl's sister talking. And they're having a genuine conversation because they know each other. And they're talking something more on the lines of, okay, so now they're in a relationship. But the girl just broke off with her current boyfriend because he's not nice or he's not good or something. And now she's single. And Huzaifa's like, so what are you looking for in a guy? And she's like, I don't know, I guess he just needs to be... Wait, I had the...
I don't know, he needs to be like sweet and kind and considerate and, you know, like a nice looking guy.
And Huzaifa's like...
That's Takshi's actual voice.
That's actually Takshi's voice, you guys. And we're like, Huzaifa's like, like Amanda. And she's like, yeah, kind of like Amanda, I guess. Oh, shit.
Yeah, kind of like Amanda, I guess.
And then from here, I just got all, like, my ancestors came and said, make up. And I was like, I'm still like me. And she's like, yeah. And then I think Huzaifa challenged her saying, so, I mean, if Amanda's the kind of guy you're going for, why don't you go for Amanda? And she said, yeah, absolutely. And that was the first time I realized that I actually had some sort of potential. I figured I was a lost cause, but I had some sort of potential because then she came and sat on my lap and... The saddest part is I thought I could get some that night. Then, Yoshan, what happened was you went home. Huzaifa went home. Friend went home somehow. I had to drop the sisters back. They live in... to this day, I don't know where they live. But I know it's very, 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 very far from where I lived. And I was earning like like basic salary back then, and I could see the meter in the taxi just going whoom, and I was like, there goes that. The issue is because we had to go so far, the tuk-tuk taxi had to stop to get gas, bro. Okay. Now the tuk-tuk has stopped to get gas and they are waiting in the tuk like this. And she's like, So now the sister is really drunk. All right. So now this girl came, she took care of the friend. Now she's taking care of the sister. And the sister's like, I don't feel so good. And I'm like, sorry. And she's like, I don't feel so good. And I jumped out of the tuk. And then she ambled out of the tuk.
Make the sound. Make the voice.
And then she went,
So there's a line, there's a queue behind us. All right, this is an actual petrol station, and this woman is puking everywhere, like one of those like those sprinklers that you get in the gun. And we're like, oh, what do we do now? Not two guys to give me like. I'm like, I still don't know, so she ate something. And so I don't know what to do. We couldn't clean up. And the petrol guy was like, Molly Morgan. So I had to pay him $1,000 and say, I'm sorry. And then we went, I dropped them home and I came back. All right. That's not the funny thing, Masha. The funny thing is I had exactly 1 week with this girl. All right. So now that was Sunday night. Monday, she called and said, hey, thanks so much for taking care of us. If you want to hang out today, let me know. But this is Abans, right? And I actually had serious work because I was anyway messing up in Abans. And we had these things called clearance sales. So clearance sales, basically, whenever Abans has something going off, they'll put all the shit in one cell and sell it. So I had to be in charge of clearance sale. Day one, she wanted to do lunch. I was like, dude, I had to work. So I couldn't do that day. Second day, she said, do you want to hang out? I said, why don't you come to the clearance sale? Like, we'll hang out here. While I'm doing work, I'll just flirt with you a bit and then get back to work.
I used to come.
Right.
Used
See?
To flirt.
Exactly. See, he could do it. But okay, that's it. Never mind.
Used to flirt at clearance sales.
Exactly. Thanks, Ishan. But Tuesday, she's like, no, I can't do that. Wednesday, bro, I think she again asked, but I said, look, I'm so sorry. I just have work. So what we'll do is we'll meet up on Friday. Okay, Friday is done with the day. We can do drinks or whatever you want to do. It's like, oh, okay. Thursday, that was like she sent me a text saying, hey, so my ex wants to, he wants to do dinner with me.
I mean, all great stories start with so my ex.
So my ex wants to do dinner with me, but I don't want to go. What do you think I should do?
It's asking you.
Wait, so I can tell you what an idiot I am. I said, I mean, hey, look, you guys are done. And if he wants to like hang out with you, and like if he wants to have a talk with you, you can go for that. I give you permission or whatever it was.
You give permission?
I gave permission. I wait till you get stupid after that. Then Masha, she said, oh, okay. That night, there was no conversation, bro. I didn't know what happened. I texted her. There was no reply. There was a call also. She didn't answer. Friday, there was a complete day of like absence where she didn't talk to me. All right. Saturday, I somehow got through to this girl and she said, hey, look, I don't want to tell you this. I'm so sorry to hurt you. But he and I got to talking and we kind of like made up.
So you're like the love guru.
I am the love. I put them back. And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to hurt you. And if you want to yell at me, you can yell. I said, look, I do like you, but I understand that y'all have like 3 years of history and I can't really compete with that. So if y'all can make that work between y'all, yeah, all the best, man. Go for it. And I was thinking, man, what a great guy. What an absolute loser I am. But yeah, what a great guy I am. She said, oh, okay, thanks so much. That's very sweet of you. Okay, I guess I'll talk to you later or something. I was like, well, that's kind of weird. Don't talk to me. But she got the line. We finished that. Sunday, there was no conversation. I was like, eh. Monday, she called again and said,
So he and I decided to end things permanently. Do you want to hang out today? And I was
like, no, we're done with this shit. Move on with your life. I'm moving on with my life. And that is my 1 week with the air stewardess. From the puke to me putting up with her, going out with the ex and making things up. That was
so,
1 week.
So to add to the plot twist, I hung out with the sister for 3 days.
I hate this guy so much.
But on the third day, you remember Barney Stinson has that scale.
Right.
Too crazy.
Right.
I realized she was too much of the crazy.
Oh, okay. Hari, I understand completely.
What a story, man.
Greatest stories ever, part one, you guys. It gets worse.
I don't know if you remember, again, in the height of this whole Barney Stinson thing, Amanda and I used to tell stories to make each other look better. For one, the most popular one was the train story. I don't know if you remember it.
No.
I would go to... This is pre-Google. Like, Google wasn't affordable.
Google was there.
Yeah. It wasn't affordable. It was GPRS or, you know, what was it called? MMP, bro. MMSN. It was like...
Right.
Internet
the,
was
all
not...
This. Right.
You know, internet wasn't easily accessible on the phones. So, we used to go, like, to a place, and then I'll stand next to a chick that we have identified, and Amanda would be sitting somewhere else. Pretend like we don't know each other. I'll go like, oh my god, isn't that the guy? And she'd be like, what do you mean?
That
guy, I saw him in the news this morning. She'd be like, what do you mean? He saved that dude from the railway track. Is that guy? Can't you remember that?
I lightly remember this.
And then she'd be like, what do you mean? I'm like, that dude's a hero, man. And I'll tell the bartender, can you get one round for him on me? And then I'll walk away. That's all. That's all I say, right? And I'll just sit in the other side and I'll wait for a few minutes and like that. Then Amanda will time it. He has a perfect time. He'll just walk next to the girl. And the bartender will give a free drink, like some dude gave you a free drink. And then you'll like, do that to me. And then she's like, so I heard. And Amanda's like, well, what do you mean? I heard that you saved a dude. Like, oh, I do that. Oh, and then night is on. And in return, Amanda used to tell people that I was actually in the Navy and I was going to die the next day. I don't know if these are good stories or dead.
These are great stories. Welcome to our podcast. I'm so glad you get to know who we are.
This happened 10, 15 years back, man.
Well, yeah. It can't be 15 years. I was 15 years old. It happened about 10 years ago.
It's so long ago, man. Like, most of those places are not even open anymore.
Yeah. Like Rice was.
Yeah. You know, the Rice logo was me.
For context, this Rice logo is a shadow of a man doing this.
Right, let's go back to some more innocent stories.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Have you ever rung doorbells and run?
No.
Well, there was a time when I could run.
Right. What was that like?
Weird.
Very fast, I can imagine.
Anyway, so we were part of this...
Yes.
Very special activity.
Right.
In a very special place.
Right.
And we had to stay overnight, a bunch of friends, and there were adults involved. I don't want to use any keywords because I don't want to go to jail. So while we were helping to set up for this special activity, we decided to have some fun because we were kids. We were like 17, 16-year-old kids, right? The thing was, the event was in a very high security area.
Right.
So one friend was like, let's walk around and explore. Like, you know, it's 3 in the morning. We've never been to this part of Colombo at 3 in the morning. You know what
right.
I mean? Have you ever gone out of the house at 3 in the morning at that age?
No.
So then, Takshi cut that out.
So uninterrupted, yeah, high security zone.
Yeah. So then we were walking, and then this dude named... I say the real name?
Yeah.
I can say it. So Manava was there.
Right.
Manava.
Shout out to Manava.
And Yasiru was there.
Shout out to Yasiru.
Oshita was there.
Oshada.
Oh my god.
Oshada was there.
Oshada. I'm pretty sure you were there.
I wasn't there.
I'm like 70% sure you were there.
I'm 100% sure because I never spent the night.
All right. All right. Anyways, Yasiru decides to go and ring a doorbell
right.
of a house that has like 3 Prados parked outside.
Right.
And it's like with barbed wires and, you know, like warning CCTV and, you know, 3 or 4 stories, like a drug lord's house.
Right.
He goes and he rings the doorbell. He looks at us like he laughs and he starts running. Right? I'm like frozen. I'm like, what? We were wearing white, by the way. We were all wearing white clothes, right? So now I can see Yasir running. I can see Oshada running the opposite direction. And me and Madhav were just frozen, right? And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And Madhav was not exactly athletic at that time. Now he's fit as hell.
Right.
I just pushed him into a ditch. I didn't know what to do. There was like a ditch there. I'm like, macha, fuck. And he just falls. I literally heard the mud go splack. Right? I didn't know what to do because now I can see the door opening. Right? I thought I'm going to run, but I'm very white. You can see me from a mile away. What do? I roll under the fucking Prado.
Oh, yeah.
I just laid down and roll under the Prado. right? And I'm under the Prado. I can see Manav in that swamp water. He's like, oh, I can see Asuru in the distance hiding behind a tree. This side, Oshada has disappeared. That bugger can run really fast. Dude came out. In my head, it's a shotgun, but I think it's a broomstick. Right. But in my head, it's a shotgun. Yeah? And this guy started using filth, and he's screaming, and he's like shouting, he's like, go, go, Marano. And I'm like under the truck, like, oh God, please don't catch. Please don't catch. Please don't catch. And then he goes back in, right? We do not come out of our places for at least an hour. Oh, because yeah. We don't know if he's looking, right, from the window or something. Oh, okay. So we're just staying there. Marano's like, I don't know what water is it. Eventually, after about an hour or so, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes, I feel confident to roll out. Right. And I'm covered in grease and dirt. My white is not white anymore.
Right.
But Manava's one is like, I don't know what color it was. The smell. Eventually, we went back to the special place where the special event was happening.
Right.
And we had to join the parade. It was a parade.
Right.
A morning parade with some...
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were not allowed to join.
No shit.
And we were scolded, and some of us may have gotten beaten by a broomstick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. If it is your doorbell we rang, I'm sorry.
I wasn't there.
I'm pretty sure you were there.
I assure you that if I wasn't a part of this clique that ran away, I wasn't a part of the thing at all.
Were you part of the clique that played Uno in the middle?
No, that's still yours.
Still us, man. Man, you did nothing.
I was running behind girls apparently and ruining things for myself.
Alright, hit me up with the story.
Alright, so this is some of the stories that we found online / got from people. And you tell me what you would do if you were in this situation, all right? I had a friend confess that every time he stayed at my apartment, which was frequently because we lived in different countries, sometimes he would stay for about a month at a time. He watched me sleep. I woke up with him just staring at me. And he was literally inches away from my face, just staring. And I freaked out. And he broke down and confessed. My husband sleeping next to me. That was the most creepiest thing that ever happened to me, for sure. It also ended our friendship.
First of all, to stare at a woman sleeping, that's when the woman is the most unattractive. You're like, oh.
Another killer coming from this side.
And this dude's like, wow, that's the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
What would you do, honestly? Like, if somebody came...
I was the stone staring, or if I'm the wife or the husband?
You are the... Wow, in all three instances, what do you do? If you were the wife, what would you do? If you found out, like, a friend of yours, was like, when you went to sleep, you woke up and this guy's like... Ah. Hello?
Honestly, my instinct would be to punch, like out of fear.
Right.
Not that I'm brave. I'm like, ah, patas.
Right.
Oh, in a comic career, I'd be like, Machang, you want space? Come join.
I have a feeling that the second one is more likely than the first one.
I'd be like, hey, Machang, Mari. Oh, man. If it happened to me for real, man, I'd probably pee the bed. Imagine you wake up and another set of eyes on her.
Bro, I would freak out, and I wouldn't even know what to do. I would try to kick, but I wouldn't be able to aim for this person here. I'd aim for somewhere there and kick this person here.
When you tell me this story, it reminds me of another story that happened to me much younger.
Were you the husband?
No, I was much, much younger. I think 14, 13. Okay. We had just watched the film called The Grudge.
Right.
I think it came out when I was around 14. And I'm a big horror film person.
Fanatic. Right.
So The Grudge was a film that really messed me up. Like, it kept me awake for a long time. But I enjoy that. It's the part of the horror film experience.
Right.
After watching the film, somehow that night, when I was... Takshi, okay?
Takshi is looking for a seat to come and join us.
She was looking under the table. I was like, why, what is she looking at? My pants are short.
Well, what an introduction to Takshi when you see her next time. Okay.
Season finale. Right. So then... I had watched the film. Right. I watched it alone. That time, DVD technology had just come out.
Okay.
I was freaked out. This was like the third day after I watched the film. I cannot sleep. I was like really, really... Like everything I look at was like the ghost. somehow that night, while I was sleeping, my bedroom door opens. The night light outside on the corridor is a reddish light. Right? So now I can see this red light coming into my room. But I don't see anyone walking in or anything, so I'm like, I'm frozen. Right? I'm like, if anything comes, I'm just going to kick. Because there's a scene in The Grudge. There's a scene in The Grudge film where the ghost comes under the blanket.
Like, oh, my raises, Lord.
He raises the blanket and the woman is there.
Oh, my Lord. Right.
So now I'm picturing this. So the first thing I do is I kick the blanket off.
Right.
So that she can't
jump
scare me. So I kick the blanket off. Like, yeah, now, bitch, scare me if you can. I look at the door. I can't see this woman. I'm like, okay, where's this woman? She's the first thing, of course, that is the moment I started believing in God again, you know.
Right, yeah, of course.
I'm like, all the gods in the world, please protect me.
Anyone.
Any god, from Thor to Zeus and, you know, whatever. And then suddenly the bed moves. Like, I can feel the bed go. And now, I was like, whatever's behind me, I'm going to beat the shit out of it. I'm going to scream and run. Just as I turn around, I see these two eyes staring at me. Because of the red light, the eyes are also red. You know, remember how I said I was going to beat that?
Yeah.
It didn't happen because I was so scared. I just jump off the bed and I ran to my parents' bedroom like, ah! And I jump in the middle of my parents. And my dad's like, I'm going to break that DVD machine. I'm going to make him eat that DVD disc for lunch. He was so pissed off. And we walked back to our bedroom and it was my brother. My brother had watched the film behind me while I thought I was watching it alone. And he was more messed up than I was. And in the middle of the night, he had just walked into my bedroom thinking I could comfort him, but he didn't know that I was a bigger... what's the word there?
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow. Yeah, so, yeah, that when you said your staring stories, I remember this one. Yeah, so my dad actually broke the DVD. We never saw Grudge again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we had already seen the movie. Break the DVD now, what's going to happen?
She can't come from the DVD. All right, brother man, we have time for one more story if you want to share.
Yeah, we do. We have lots of stories to share.
I have... Nah, all these stories, after a while, all these stories kind of get gross, bro. So if you have one story to share, Yoshan, all
right.
It's on you.
So I used to stay in a hostel when I was studying my first year in Marine School. During that time, it was all guys. There were no chicks in the hostel. It was all guys. One room had about three guys.
Right.
And the rooms were next to each other. So we had a really good time. We were hanging out. We were playing cricket, playing carom all night. We were doing projects, assignments all night. It was a really chilled out environment. But if anyone was to talk to a girl outside in the mall or in the bus stand and they come and say, Macha, I spoke to a girl today, that'll be the highlight of the night.
Right.
Everyone will surround him like, you spoke to a girl?
To a female?
She speaks our language? You know, it was very exciting when someone speaks to a girl.
Right.
Somehow, my roommate, the guy who I was sharing the room with, had got a new number because his previous number was broken or disconnected or something had happened. He had got a new number.
Right.
He decided to message a guy in the other room as a chick.
Right.
Because this dude used to boast, I spoke to that chick, I spoke to this chick, you know. He was that kind of a person. So he had told us that he had met a chick at Majestic City Food Court and he had bought her food and all that. And this guy decided to act like that girl.
Right.
So she sends a message in English. Mind you, all these guys are from village schools and outstations, so their English is not that great.
Like, right.
We're still learning at that point. So then this dude sends a message and he's saying, hi, I think I saw you in MC recently. And you got me that drink. I'm sorry I got your number from one of your friends. And I really think you're cute.
Right.
And he sends this message to that friend.
Other guy, right.
Now, this dude gets the message. He freaks out, right? Apparently, he had actually met a chick.
Okay.
All that is true. He has bought her a drink also. All that is true. And now he thinks the girl is actually messaging him. Like, he's so horny that he doesn't understand how the chick got the number. He doesn't understand that.
He doesn't even care.
He doesn't even care. She's messaging me. So this dude now runs to our room where me and my friend were messaging him. And because my English was a bit better at that point.
Right.
He comes to our room. He's like, Macha, Macha, I met a girl. That girl messaged me. See the message. Can you type a reply to this? Like, you know, with good, proper English. And I'm like, okay. And now I'm messaging my friend through his phone. I'm like, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, I wasn't even thinking about you. Maybe we should meet again. And I can hear that dude's phone go, tee, 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 tee. And I'm like, can you put it in silent, you motherfucker? You're going to play a prank? And this dude's like so happy. He's like posting to everyone. He's telling everyone. We are going to the English classes. There was an English teacher. He's telling the English teacher, so, you know, madam, one girl spoke to me. I'm speaking to her in English. And we were texting him for 3 weeks. To the point where he was sending his pictures to us. And when he was asking pictures from us, we were like taking pictures of butt cracks. And, you know, you can angle it to make it look like the cleavage. Yeah.
And when he found out, what did he do or say?
Wait.
Oh, it gets worse.
We tell him, we need to meet you. I mean, I need to meet you. Come to MC at the same food court. We have to be there at this time. And the entire batch takes a leave. And the entire batch is at MC. And this dude walks in there with flowers and chocolates. And we all clap. And the dude's like, where's my girl? Where's my girl? I'm like, we are your girl.
So the entire batch was in on it?
Oh, the entire batch knew it. Even the batches above and below knew it. He was the only dude who didn't know it.
Power, dude.
Well, younger age, younger pranks. I would never recommend new people doing it.
Sit.
One more story to add to that.
Hit me.
So, there was this MSN Messenger. I don't know if you remember.
Yes.
Oh, you're from that generation.
I'm from that generation.
So, a friend of mine had created a fake MSN Messenger with a chick's profile picture.
Okay. Wow, catfishing at his early stages, right?
This was, I think, we were in grade 7.
Okay.
That time the internet was doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Right.
So this dude starts messaging another friend of mine in the same class, pretending to be this chick.
Right.
Hey, I saw you. Because those days in MSN, you can get random connections. You don't really need to find someone. You can just say a random connect and they connect
right,
you.
Okay.
So, but this guy knew his username, so he just connected directly and said that, hey, I got randomly connected with you.
Right.
How are you? I saw you that day in Lyceum. You're playing. I'm from CIS, you know. And the conversation goes on. The conversation goes on for about 5 days. To the point where he guides him through an entire session where he reaches...
Oh, man.
Where he reaches to the end.
He apexes. Right.
Right? And after that, the dude who was doing it decided that this is enough. Like, he can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that was the point. He comes to school, he's like, dude, I made him go all the way. I don't know if I'm turning gay. And he didn't know what to do, man. Like, it was bad. Like, he printed the entire thing for us to see. And
like, the conversation?
The entire conversation was there for everyone to read. Like, this dude was telling that fake chick that he is the greatest guy in the class. He's the best karate fighter. He's the best basketball player. Apparently, he's the one who's introducing rugby to the school. And, you know, like, all that, you know, he was hyping. And finally, like, it just all came out and it was a mess, man.
God, I'm so glad. You know what? I can, from this moment, say AIS is better than the school that he went to that I'm not going to name. But at least my friends didn't do that to me.
Oh, we played a lot of pranks on each other.
Well, Yashan.
Well, we grown now.
Right.
We were kids, we didn't know better.
We were kids, clearly. Clearly.
Have you ever switched off a Toruna?
Not really, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, there were other things I was doing in my time.
Anyway, this is going to be just part one of the series of stories.
Right.
We're definitely going to have a part two.
We need to have part two.
And if you are watching this episode and if you enjoyed it and if you want to share your fun stories and confessions where you think everyone would be entertained by it, please share with us and we'll definitely incorporate in our next episode. But what do you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
You can reach out on Yoshimoshi. Our Instagram should be somewhere here, man. During the episode, it was there. Or
just put a comment in our YouTube video. We love comments in our YouTube video.
Yashan loves
comments. I love the comments on YouTube video.
So with that, my sir, I will say this was a lot more fun than I actually thought it was going to be. It was great. And we should do another greatest stories ever told part two soon.
Yeah.
It's also kind of sad that I'm going to say this, but Yashan will be leaving us for a while. So our season finale will be coming soon. That's where you get to meet Takshi for once.
Our season finale selling point is Takshi's face reveal.
What is Takshi like?
Who is Takshi?
Who is Takshi?
Is Takshi even real?
Is it all made up?
Yes, that is the season finale.
Find out on the next episode.
No, not next episode. We still have a couple before
the Find season. Out another couple of episodes of. That's so bro. But with that, thanks you guys so much for watching. We had so much fun doing this. And we will see you guys next time.
And please note that everything we said here was a joke. And all the stories, all the bad things that happened, we've already resolved. Everyone's friends. And there were no hard feelings. We are grown-ups. And we won't do it again. I promise.
And we won't do it again. That's the one.
And with that, we're going to wrap up the episode. Thank you, Takshi, for talking.
Thank you, Takshi, so much for watching.
And that's the end of episode 10. That's so...
That's so, bro!